Test. Page 69.
Made to fail. Not too long ago, things were made to last. If your camera had a small mechanical problem, spare parts and a service manual could easily be found. Not anymore. Manufacturers no longer publish service manuals for the simple reason that your camera was not designed to be easily repairable. In fact, many people in today's throwaway culture do not even wait for their devices to fail before replacing them. They simply exchange them for the latest must-have upgrade. The idea that something that works fine should be replaced is now so ingrained in our culture that few people question it. But it is a fairly recent concept. The idea was born during the 1930s Depression as a way to restart the American economy by forcing people to buy more. The trouble was that the people who could afford to buy things already had them. What was needed, economists proposed, was a reason for shoppers to buy things they already had or didn't know they needed. And so consumerism was born, and with it planned obsolescence, the practice of deliberately designing products that have a limited lifespan or that cannot be repaired. Manufacturers today routinely program a specific lifespan into chips so that printers will stop working after a certain number of pages, coffee makers will cease functioning after a preset number of cups, and memory cards will fail after a certain number of photos are uploaded. The consumer is then forced to buy a replacement when the time runs out. Lately, however, there has been growing public disenchantment with the practice, and some consumers are starting to fight back. Kyle Weens of California is one of them. A savvy electronics person, Weens crossed over to the consumer side about 10 years ago when he was a student. His iBook had stopped working, and he was unable to find a service manual for it. So, as my friend and I took it apart to fix it, we created our own manual, Weens recalls. The pair were soon taking apart computers and other equipment and creating their own service manuals from scratch, which they then posted for free on their website, ifixit.com. They have since posted hundreds more manuals and encouraged others to create their own manuals for the website. "We're a Wikipedia of service manuals," Weens explains. The two are contributing to a shift in the public perception. When someone has repaired their broken iPad, it's a life-changing experience, Weens says. That person will become a different consumer. They will choose new products based on how long-lasting they are and how easy they are to take apart and repair. Manufacturers seem to be taking that message to heart. Some have begun putting out service manuals and producing computers that are easily upgradable and repairable. Others make products that are more easily taken apart so that the components can be used to make new products. "We're moving towards a resource-limited economy, which means manufacturers are going to have to move their business model towards remanufacturing and repairs," Weens says. "If that happens, planned obsolescence itself may soon become obsolete."